Under the proposed bill, Grade A raw milk could only be sold directly from farmers to consumers. A sign at the farm and on the container's label would have to state that the milk is unpasteurized. The measure is still in draft form, and lawmakers hope to get more co-signers through mid-July. The proposal follows the trial and partial acquittal of Sauk County farmer Vernon Hirschberger, who came under scrutiny for selling raw milk to members of a buying club. State Representative Chris Dano says people who want to buy and sell raw milk will continue to do so, and the bill creates reasonable standards. He says it could also help farmers make more money.
If we can allow the agricultural producer to essentially add value to his product by getting a retail price for it, as opposed to a wholesale price, that I think will help some elements of the rural economy. I think, you know, it's not going to be obviously a panacea, but it's just one more option for folks.
Among the proposal's opponents is the Wisconsin Safe Milk Coalition. It consists of medical facilities, state dairy and cheese associations, and the insurance industry. Spokesman Sean Paff says drinking raw milk carries some health risks, and outbreaks could tarnish the dairy industry, even if people choose to drink it.
You can't always control who will drink this product. You know, kids could drink it. That's really where we're kind of focusing our argument on, is, you know, making sure we have safe milk for kids to drink.
Governor Walker's spokesperson said in an emailed statement that in order to allow direct raw milk sales, public health safeguards and industry protections would need to be in place. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.